Here we go. John and Stephen, are you there?
Hey, Matthew.
Hello there. Wow, magic of technology. I made it work. This is my first time doing a Skype interview. Here we are. Could you just give our audience just a little bit of background on both of yourselves, John and Stephen? You have such great, wonderful backgrounds in theater.
We got a lot of background.
So tell me, just introduce yourselves a little bit.
Yeah, I have a PhD in theater, actually, from UC Berkeley. I went to MIT as an undergraduate in mathematics, but decided mathematics is not the direction I wanted to go in. So I
pretty dry went to UC Berkeley. Pretty dry.
Yeah, I went to UC Berkeley as a graduate student, and I did a dissertation based on a year on Fulbright in South India, in Kerala State, studying theater in South India. So
wow.
That's the subject of my dissertation. Then I went on and decided that probably financially theater was not a great choice. So I became a IT person for an insurance company for 25 years, but continue to do theater. Steve and I met and founded a company called Kali Yuga Arts, and we started in 1986 and in LA, actually, and did four shows in LA and then moved to San Francisco, spent a long time in San Francisco, did a bunch of shows there, and then moved to New York City in about 2004. And did three shows in the city and found Catskill, came up here, bought a building, did some theater over at Stageworks for a while, bought a building in Catskill in 2013 and started theater in the building in 2014. So we're now in our fourth season, actually, doing theater here in Catskill.
Wow. Stephen.
So that's a little about me.
Yes. Yeah. I went into a company, a theater company, right out of high school. Worked at South Coast Repertory in Costa Mesa, California.
Yes.
For about 5 years. Came back to New York to study. Went back out. Worked on the West Coast for several years. Then John and I met doing a show in San Francisco in 1983. And wound up moving in together as a couple the following year and have been together ever since, you know, just bopping all over the country. I continued to freelance mostly as an actor. John mostly directs and designs the things that we do. He's acted occasionally as well, and I also direct on occasion.
Okay.
But, I basically have just been trying to do theater. It's one of the things that's really kept us together. Because we have a real mutual respect for theater and relatively similar aesthetic tastes.
Well, I will say this to the audience, that if you have not been over to see the Bridge Street Theater, you should get yourselves over there, because it's quite remarkable what they've done with the building and what they're doing with the program. Just a little bit about how you found Catskill. I mean, how did you find that building, and how did it become a theater?
Okay, well, that's Stephen's story mostly. He's the one that got us here.
Well, when I was back in New York, I studied with Herbert Berghoff, who was a very famous actor and teacher and director. During the final summer that I spent on the East Coast before I went back to California, I worked with a company that was just a summer theater up the mountain in Lexington, New York. It's about a 45-minute drive from our house up in the Catskills, and had one of the greatest, most creatively fulfilling summers of my life up there. It was a group called the Lexington Conservatory Theater, and it was only around for about 5 years. I loved the area. I had a real heart connection to the type of work that I was able to do up there. So when John and I moved back to the East Coast, we started looking for some property to buy up in this area, and found 10 acres in Catskill out on Old Kings Road. And moved a lot of our stuff into a big storage shed there, made that livable, and we're coming up on weekends mostly, and then started actually constructing our house out there. And
then I got some work over at Stageworks in Hudson. Laura needed a literary manager, so I started reading plays for her, and then she asked me to direct with her. So I directed for 3 years. I directed the play-by-play festival over there with her, and also designed a set for their production of Tennyson Nobles. And then our company, CalU Arts, we needed a place to do stuff, and we didn't have any. There was no place in Catskill.
There was
the right
no
size.
Place in Greene County that was the proper size for us to do the kind of work we like
right.
to do.
There wasn't anything over here. So we did three shows for the CalU Arts company did three shows over at Stageworks. So that was the Mound Builders, the Lanford Wilson play that we both loved, and then two plays by a Canadian playwright named Brad Fraser. Which were the second one, especially Kill Me Now, it was called, was the U.S. premiere of that play, and got us some amazing attention, incredible reviews. It was a very, very powerful play, and people were just blown away by it. So and some casual people had come over to see it, and they were like, oh, I think these guys know what they're doing. So that was great. That was right.
Yeah.
So then shortly after that, we found this building.
We really wanted to do theater over on this side of the river. And we had been looking for a space where we could do that. And there just wasn't anything in Greene County. And on our way to the gym every morning down on Main Street in Catskill for a couple of years, we passed this building, which was an old Kurtron factory. It was being used as a book depository at the time, but it had been on sale for about 2 years. And we kept saying, you know, we should go look at that building. And then when John retired from his IT job, we finally said, well, let's actually go look at that building. And we walked in and went, oh, it's 12,000 square feet. And it had elements of the building that had absolutely everything we thought that we were going to need in order to put a theater together.
How exciting.
And so we just took the leap and bought it and started mucking it out. And like 4 months after we bought it, we were doing events in there.
Wow.
So, yes,
it is. So you're pretty much all kitted out now. Because I've been over there, and I've been both in the speakeasy and the main theater.
Right.
So you're now coming up and you're going to be doing the world premiere next Thursday is the opening night of the world premiere of the Adventures of Adventures of Kieran and Jade.
Oh.
Yep.
And so you're breaking
you're
up.
You're starting to break
side.
Up.
I'm starting
are
to
we,
break up. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me
anyway,
now?
Yeah. Yes, yes, we are, yes, this playwright, Kieran Barry, his name is Kieran, also Kieran Barry, is a British playwright. He had a company in Britain, and several years ago he moved to Ventura, California to be part of some kind of arts community. I had read his play, Tomorrow in the Battle, which he had submitted to Stageworks. It was an amazing piece of theater. Incredibly powerful writing, and I really encouraged Laura to do it at Stageworks, and they did do it, and then actually did it again. It was they did a repeat performance of it the following year. It was kind of the last thing that Stageworks did before they shut down operations. Anyway, he when we were looking around for something to do this year, we gave him a call and asked if he might have anything that we could do. And he said, well, I just happen to be working on this new play. So he sent it to us, and we were very enthusiastic about it. It's very different than Tomorrow in the Battle. It's a very funny comedy about his relationship with a woman named Jade. So it's The Official Adventures of Kieran and Jade, and it happens to be about a playwright named Kieran Barry and a... And a woman named Jade Hendricks. And in fact, Kieran and Jade did have a 3-year relationship. So this is a play about the breakup of their relationship. And
well, but mostly it's a play about whether he actually should be writing a play about the breakup of his relationship. So,
wow.
So it has a kind of meta. It has a kind of meta theatrical quality to it. And
however, it's written in the style of a 1930s screwball comedy, with, you know,
which I was just going to ask you about. How did?
Yeah.
That seems counterintuitive.
Well, I know when Kieran wrote about this, I mean, it was a very painful breakup for him. And he, you know, he became obsessed with doing this play. But he figured, what could be more dreary than listening to someone complain about the breakup of their relationship for an hour and a half? He said, if I'm going to do this, it's got to be funny. And that, you know, he loves language. He loves this sort of burnished quality that the dialogue in those old 30s movie comedies have. And so he decided, well, let's try and fit it in a contemporary framework into that template and see if we can make it work. He says, you can get away with just about anything as long as you can keep making people laugh.
So yes, in fact, one of the woman in the play plays Jay Hendricks, but also plays all the other characters, the people that he consults about his problem, his relationship.
It's a real tour de force role for him.
And one of them is, of course, the director, who says, "What do you think you're writing this play about? It's a terrible play. No one will want to listen to it." You know, so it's got a lot of that kind of
self-referential
stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of his working out whether, you know, it's appropriate to write it and whether it's really going to help him or not. And so he goes up and down and up and down and up and down during the course of the play. And people are encouraging him and discouraging him at various levels. And so he consults a therapist. He consults a priest. He consults a doctor. He consults his best friend has a big part in it. And, of course, there's a couple of scenes with Jade herself as well. So yeah,
there's all these characters, but there are only two actors.
Only two actors.
Yes, the woman Bonita Jackson is playing all the other characters, Jason Guy is the actor who's playing Kieran, and he stays Kieran almost throughout. There's one very funny scene where they both become French
resistance fighters.
Yes,
in World War II.
World War II, fighting the Nazis, and.
Yeah, there's a whole running joke about the fact that every single play he writes has a reference to the Nazis in it.
So the director
Kieran says, "Is there anything you like about the play?" And the director says, "Well, at least you don't mention the Nazis."
So, of course, later there's a scene with Nazis.
Okay. Well, I'm a great fan of 30s screwball comedies, right. Preston Sturges. Bringing up baby.
Palm Beach Story. His Girl Friday. Yeah.
Yes, His Girl Friday. Rosalind Russell, the great Rosalind Russell.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Now, if I can, I'm going to be there at the premiere. Now, let's talk about the dates, when the show is going to be in the theater.
Right. It opens on the 20th. We have a preview, actually, on the 20th of
April.
It's coming right up.
It is.
Yeah, the set's just now going in, so we're getting there.
Yeah, it runs for two consecutive weekends. It's the Thursday through Sunday, the 20th through the 30th. We have evening performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday matinees at 2.
Okay.
And that first week, that preview on Thursday the 20th and the Sunday matinee on the 23rd are both pay what you can. So people can just show up at the door and pay whatever they can. We know that a lot of people in Greene County don't have a lot of disposable income. So we want to make sure that everybody who wants to come see things here at our theater will have a time when they can afford to do that.
Okay. And how do people get tickets? Because it sounds like this is going to be a hot ticket. So how do we get a hold of one of these hot tickets?
There are tickets available. We use a service called Brown Paper Tickets. And if the best way to get advanced tickets is to go to brownpapertickets.com, and you can search there for Official Adventures, Kieran and Jay, just search for Bridge Street Theater and you'll get all the events that we're doing there. And just pick the...
So yeah, you can purchase tickets there. It's less expensive to buy the tickets online than it is to get them at the door.
Yeah. Good to know.
Or there are a couple dollars more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So if you show up without a reservation, it's going to cost you a couple extra bucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can also call for people who don't like to deal with online. You can also call Brown Paper Tickets at 800-838-3006.
And can you also call the theater?
You can call the theater, but we won't do much for you.
We can't take reservations here. We're such a small organization that, we would have to have someone manning the phones 24 hours a day in order to really keep up with the reservations. And it's just, we don't have the staff to do it.
Okay, great. Is there anything else we should know about the Official Adventures of Kieran and Jade? Because I have a couple of other questions I'd like to ask you before we go on to other things.
Okay, sure. No, that's just come and see it. I think it'll be great fun.
It's really a fun show, and it's going to be dynamite.
I guess one thing, Bonita Jackson, the one who's playing the Jade and all the other characters, was up here
last season
doing her own solo show called Empty Valuables, and that was quite a beautiful show. And she got familiar with the area. She also is friends with our development director, Allison Davey. Allison was in the first show of the season, Souvenir, the play about Florence Foster Jenkins, that singer who couldn't sing, that was played by Meryl Streep, got an Academy Award nomination for that role. Yeah.
But yeah, Allison and Bonita both used to work at Turtle Bay Music School in Manhattan. And so, yeah, Bonita still works there.
And she loves doing multiple characters, and she's really great. She's got a zillion accents, and the only one she's having has had some trouble with, but she's getting really close to it now, is the Austrian accent, the therapist. They say, how are we going to tell all these different people apart? Well, maybe I'll use an Austrian accent for the therapist, and they'll know that I'm,
a therapist.
So as a black woman, she said, I never thought I would have to do a German or an Austrian accent. So I just never mastered this accent. So we're
working with her on it.
Yes. Well, that's
fortunately, Jason, guy who says, I'm usually the one that does all the accents. He's been all over the world. He's toured with Cabaret and the 42nd Street Moon and in Europe. And he's also done a lot of Shakespeare at Shakespeare festivals here in the country. And lately he's been doing things like Red and
art
and a lot of contemporary drama. So he's really a wonderful actor, a lot of experience, and he's really enjoying himself.
So he spent some time in Germany actually on tours and has been helping Bonita with her Austrian accent.
Yes, right.
Okay. So we've got the Official Adventures of Kieran and Jade coming up. And then what else are you doing at the theater? Because you're also doing a whole lot of other interesting things there. So tell us a little bit about that, because we should know.
Yeah, well, we have a whole season of theater coming up. The next show in our series is The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds.
That's in July.
And that's in July. That will be directed by Stephen, and I'll be doing the sets for that. And then in September, we've got a show called How to Pray, which Stephen did the original...
I did the world premiere.
The world premiere of it in New Jersey at Centenary Stage. And it's a really brilliant play in which you get to see Stephen play a 90-year-old...
Cancer patient.
A 9-year-old kid.
A cat,
a dog, and a...
Karaoke singing pre-op transsexual.
Yes.
It's an adventure.
Yes.
So Stephen gets to show of his.
To say the least, that would be an adventure.
And then, we're closing our theater season with a production of Lanford Wilson's Redwood Curtain, which is one that isn't done too often and which is absolutely beautiful.
Yes. And for anybody out there who doesn't know Lanford Wilson, I will tell you he is one of my favorite playwrights.
Oh, wonderful.
And
this I knew we liked you, Matthew.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Thank you. But to see a Lanford Wilson play is a real treat. So keep that in the back of your minds out there, that this is a play to be seen later in the year. And then you're also doing some cabaret nights.
Yeah, we have a whole cabaret series that happens that's curated by a gentleman named Tom Anderson. He just did the first one in the series, and he was performing himself in that. So that was great. He has a lot of connections in the cabaret world and the nightlife world down in New York City, and he's a part-time Catskill resident. So he approached us about possibly being able to put this series together. And so all of his friends who are big cabaret stars down in New York City are coming up here to do evenings. And we've got three more of those happening like every other month for the rest of the year.
That's great.
Yeah, a lot of other things. We've got other plays coming in, a play called Chip and Gus, in which two guys play ping pong during the entire play. A play called Deadshot Mary that's coming up in June, which is a one-woman show about the first woman detective on the New York Police Department. Upon This Rock, a real favorite of ours, is a woman named Roxanne Fay. She's been up a couple times with two one-person shows, one called Home Fires Burning, and then she was part of our main stage season last year with a play she wrote called Dream Child, The Trial of Alice in Wonderland. She's going to be playing Beatrice Hunsdorfer in our production of The Effect of Gamma Rays. And while she's here, she's doing another one-woman show that she wrote called Upon This Rock, The Magdalene Speaks, which is her reimagining of the life of Mary Magdalene.
Wow.
So lots of that stuff. We've got another production of Copenhagen coming in from the Rhinebeck Theatrical Society in July. They're touring this around the area, and they'll be doing three performances here. And we also have other cabaret things that are happening. Lynn Kearney, who's one of our board members, was on Broadway in one of the original productions of Annie. She's going to be doing a cabaret evening with a former Fosse dancer called Sonia Stewart, called What You Don't Know About Women. We've got a couple of concert musicals by local authors. Frank Cuthbert is coming in doing a concert musical reading of his musical Coney Island.
Finally.
Which is set in World War, just after World War II, out on Coney Island. And then Carmen Borgia has a musical that he wrote, a really, really wild fantasy called South, that he's going to be doing in August. And we also, in May, have a performathon coming up in which we're going to solicit, anybody who wants to come and perform on our stage. We're going to have a marathon of people coming up using our stage. You know, they can sing, they can dance, they can read poetry, they can do whatever they want to do. And that's going to be the sort of final event in our capital campaign. We're raising money to help with our building fund, and we have a big golden cupola that we're going to get everybody who comes to sign and hopefully break a Guinness Book of World Records record. And that'll go back up on the roof as the sort of big capstone of our capital campaign.
Okay.
Oh, so we're not doing much.
We're not doing much. This is a lot of information, so I think it would be best if you shared with our audience your website.
Sure. It's look for bridgestreettheater.org.
Okay.
And you can look, and you can spell theater either way, and you'll still get to the website.
Either the American way or the British way.
E-R-R-R-E.
Yeah, officially R-E, but if you go to bridgestreettheater.org, make sure it's org, though, then you will find us. Or just, Google Bridge Street Theater. It'll come up.
Well, and people can also find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have a Bridge Street Theater Facebook page, and if people go on that, we're constantly posting messages there, and people can give reactions and everything else there. And they can like us. And the more likes we get, the better we feel.
What's not to like?
Yep.
Exactly. So the main thing for everybody to remember is on August 20th, there'll be a preview followed by an opening.
of no, the, April. April 20th.
I'm sorry. Yes. April 20th.
Yeah.
April 20th.
Yeah, we wish we had that much time to.
But
to
no, on sure. April 20th, there will be the premiere, the world premiere of The Official Adventures of Kieran and Jade, a play written in the style of the great screwball comedies of the 1930s. And at Bridge Street Theater, which is located in Catskill, not surprisingly on Bridge Street, you go to Brown
paper tickets.
And or call, what was that 800 number again?
800-838-3006.
Great. Stephen and John, thank you so much for spending the time with us this morning.
Okay, well, thanks for having us on, Matthew.
Yeah, anything else you need to get in before we say goodbye?
We'll just see you at the theater.
See you at the theater. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you at the theater.
Okay.
Wonderful, great. Matthew.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.